both of them, when they went out on this assignment, serious veteran war reporters. And they knew full well that this is a dangerous place.
Bob and his team were riding in the lead vehicle in the convoy, an Iraqi light-armored personnel carrier. Wearing helmets and flak jackets, they stood in the back hatch, taping a stand-up when the explosion hit.
They stood in the back hatch taping a stand-up when the explosion hit. Now, this just seems to be so out of touch and so far removed from reality. Serious veteran war reporters, they knew full well this is a dangerous place. Bob and his team are riding in a lead vehicle, an Iraqi light-armored personnel carrier, wearing helmets and flak jackets. By the way, the body armor, which, how long ago was it the media was telling us about how poor the body armor was? The body armor wasn't working. American troops didn't have the proper equipment. They weren't properly equipped. They weren't properly protected. Bush and Cheney didn't care. Rumsfeld should be fired. And now they're out there saying it was the body armor that literally saved the lives of Bob Woodruff and his cameraman over there. How fast these 180s are made. At any rate, I have all the sympathy here in the world. For Bob Woodruff, don't misunderstand here, folks. I just think it is instructive to look at what it takes for these people to understand that this is real. And that this is dangerous.